see John, you know, John's mentioned a lot in the Bible, but there's a lot of different Johns. Now, James, there are five James, different James mentioned in the Bible or in the New Testament, but none of them are found in the Old Testament. You know, it'd be like Trenton. You know, if somebody would say, well, Trenton was in Walmart today. Okay, well, you might know another Trenton, and you don't know for sure if it was him or the other Trenton who was in Walmart. But and back then, in the Bible time, they didn't have last names. They just went by their father's name. But if you take any look at the James, there are, was it James, the son of Zebedee, the brother of John, the beloved disciple. There was a John, the son of Alphaeus, who was the brother of Matthew. This was James was among the 12. There was a James, the father of Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other Judas. This Judas was also mentioned as one of the 12. James, the less or the little, nobody knows why they called him the less or the little. He might have been short in stature, we have no idea. But anyway, they called him James the lesser. Now, the fifth James I want to look at today, and it's one of four of the brothers or half-brothers born to Mary and Joseph. Now, there's a lot of people that say, well, Jesus didn't have any brothers. Well, yes, he had half-brothers that were born to his mother and his father who cared for him while he was here on earth. We know that Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit. But in Matthew chapter 13, verses 55 and 56, it says, is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? You know, it's believed that this James could have been the second born to Mary. Jesus was her firstborn, and he could have been the second born. Mary had other children. You know, she had at least four more boys, and we don't know how many girls. Many commentators believe that there was two or three girls. But Mary had at least six other children other than Jesus. Think about that. They had a big family. But it was this James, his brothers and his mother Mary, at one point in the ministry of Jesus, wanted him to stop preaching because they thought that he was mad. They thought Jesus was crazy. They thought that he had no idea what he was talking about, when in essence he did. It was not until after the resurrection of the Lord that this James believed that he was truly the very Son of God. And it's not sure if Mary had ever told any of the children about Jesus and about his birth or not. We have no idea. We have no idea if Mary ever told any of her other children that Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit. You know, he was one of the ones who were present at the ascension of the Lord when he went up in heaven. He was in the upper room at the day of Pentecost with the within 10 years after the young church was being established. James became a central figure and a person people looked to. In Acts chapter 12, verses 16 and 17, it says, but Peter continued knocking, and when he had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoned unto them that with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how. The Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren, and he departed and he went into another place. You know, after Peter was miraculously released by an angel from prison, they were going to kill him the next day. They were going to kill Peter the very next day. But anyway, so here we see that he was there, and he was there at the in prison, and Peter got out. Now, it's believed that James stayed in Jerusalem and did not travel like Peter and Paul and some of the other apostles did. It's believed that he stayed right in Jerusalem, because in Acts chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, it says, "Then all the multitude kept silent and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring that miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me." Now, there were some of the disciples that stayed in Jerusalem after Pentecost. And what did Jesus tell the disciples to do before he ascended into heaven? He said what? "Go ye, therefore, and preach the gospel to every creature," starting where? At Jerusalem, then in Judea, then in Samaria, then the uttermost parts of the world. Now, there was many of the disciples that stayed right at Jerusalem. They never left. In Acts chapter 21, verse 18, it says, "And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and the other elders were present." You know, here we see Paul returning after his third missionary journey to see James. It appears that James is the only one left in Jerusalem at this time period. You know, many believe that all of the rest were either in other parts of the world, or they were no longer living. They'd already been martyred and killed. In Acts chapter 21, we see James warning Paul of those who were seeking to take his life and needed to leave as soon as possible. You know, it is believed that James was married. James was married. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5, it says, "Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord, and Peter or Cephas?" This is the same James which wrote the book of James. In James 1:1, it says, "James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting." Here we see the Lord's writing on the book. However, James penned it out. It was the Holy Spirit that breathed on him what he needed to read. You know, as I was thinking about this, it reminded me of how God can use anyone. You know, think about that for a minute. God can use anybody that's willing to be used by him. You know, Paul and others came to James as they visited Jerusalem. In Galatians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, it says, "Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother." In Galatians 2:9 it says, "And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, and that we should go unto the heathen and unto the circumcision." Now, it's believed that James was executed by an angry mob in the city of Jerusalem around the time which Jerusalem was under siege, and that would have been 70 AD. Even though James did not understand who Jesus was all through his life, while he was here on earth, he became one of the greatest leaders of the early church, or the pillars of the early church. And the reason he did is because he accepted who the Lord Jesus Christ was after he had died, was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scripture. And, you know, we need to realize that we also need to do that. We need, number one, to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. Number two, we need to understand that he did what he said he did. He came, he died, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to scripture. And the third thing is this, we need to do what we're called to do. Now, James wouldn't have had to be an apostle. He wouldn't have had to go out and start churches. He wouldn't have had to stay in Jerusalem, but he did. And he obeyed everything that God wanted him to do, and he did it with all of his might. And that's what we need to do, is we need to take and serve God with all of our might. You know, I don't know what it'd be like living with a half-brother who was conceived of God himself. Think about that. Now, think about Trenton and Jesse for just a minute. Okay, one of them is really good, really, really, really good. And the other one is really, really, really bad. Okay, now, the one never sins. Which one would that have been? I guess neither one of them two. But anyway, but we'll just use them as a illustration anyway. But think about this. Jesus never sinned. He never talked back to his mom and dad. If mom told him to do something, he just went and did it. You know, the rest of the brothers and sisters, they sinned. And Jesus was perfect. He was sinless. And we need to understand that James, I don't think, could comprehend that while he was growing up. But yet, as he got older and he saw that Jesus was really the Son of God, then he went and he started to follow him as he should. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for this devotion we had this morning on James. We just pray now that you'll guide and direct us, help us to use it for your honor and glory. Father, we thank you so much for today. We just pray now that you'll be with us as we go through the day. Help us as we get everything accomplished. Be with me as I go to the doctor again. Pray that I get everything done there. And Father, we just thank you so much. We'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Everybody's got work to do. Do you need help with math? If you do, you need it right now. Thanks, Dana.